Share number 38, we're continuing in Paragimel of Shar Bitachain, and we're up to Hakdama HaRevius, the fourth prerequisite for a person to be a complete Baiteach Ba'Hashem. Says the Chayvus HaLevavos, Sheyashgiach V'yishtaldu Ma'oid, a person should be very careful, La'asayis is Masha Bairich Yavosai, to fulfill this that the Rabbeinu Shel Olam, his creator, has obligated him to do, to serve him, and to keep his mitzvahs, and be careful and not do things that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has forbid you to do. So a person has to be careful to do what Hashem asks of him, in order that HaKadosh Baruch Hu will agree, will be maskim, to give to the person what he's hoping for and relying on Hashem for. Like the Mishnah and Avos tells us, make your will like the will of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so that his will be like your will. Battle Ritzayin Chami Pnei Ritzaynai. Nullify your wants before his will. Kidei Sheyivatal Ritzayin Acherim Mipnei Ritzaincha. So that he will nullify the will of others before your will. Vakasav Omar, and the Pasuk says, Betach Ba'Hashem Vasei Toiv. It's not enough to be Betach Ba'Hashem. You have to be Betach Ba'Hashem Vasei Toiv and do good. Shchonare Tzurei Amuna. Hashem is good to those who hope to Him, to those who truly seek Him. So the Chalavavis is saying that if you want HaKadosh Baruch Hu to fulfill the things that you rely on Him for, to fulfill the things that you hope for, you have to be Mekayim the Ratzon of Hashem. Avo Misha Beiteach Al HaBoyri Sheimales Mishaloysov Bo'oid Shehu Mamres Ritzoynoi. Says the Chayvus HaLevavos, but someone who relies on HaKadosh Baruch Hu to fulfill his needs and the things that he seeks and wants, ba'oid shehu mamres ritzaynai, while he's actively rebelling against HaKadosh Baruch Hu, kama hu tipshi, what a fool he is. V'kama sichloi v'akarosei chaloshim, and his seichel, his intellect, and his recognition of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is so weak. Why is that the Chayvus HaLevavos is saying that he's a fool and his understanding is so weak? Because look, even he understands that if a person commands his friends to do something for him, or forbade him from doing something, and the friend didn't listen, and the person finds out that his friend didn't listen to him, Shadavar Zayyeh Gairam Chazak, this is going to be a very strong reason, Shadam Zayyimna Mechaveris Mashu Kiva Votach Lasik Mimenu, that he's going to withhold from his friend what his friend is trying to get from him. Vim Kain Kol Shekain, Shemishu Beteach Belekim. So says the Chayvus HaLevavos, most surely so, that someone who relies on HaKadosh Baruch Hu, ba'oid shu mamres ritzaynai, while he's rebelling against him, va'iver lachukim va'mitzvois, and he is being oiver, the mitzvois, shalakim iftiach aleim schar, v'hizr aleim ba'inesh, those commandments that HaKadosh Baruch Hu promised reward for those who keep them. And he gave a punishment, and he promised a punishment for those who don't listen, shetikvosei tischazev, that his hope that he's requesting from HaKadosh Baruch Hu is something that is not going to happen. It's a contradiction, says the Chayvus HaLevavos. You rely on Hashem and at the same time you go against his will. That's not called a Beiteach Ba'Hashem. Unfortunately, what's going to happen to him is what the Pasuk says in Iyov, Ki matikvas chonev ki yivotza.
The
Eov says, what's the hope of someone who is a Rasha, someone who's evil, someone who's a Gazlan, someone who's a robber? Eventually HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to throw him off. Is HaKadosh Baruch Hu going to listen to him when a tzara comes? By Nemar, another pasuk in Yirmiyah that says, "Haganav Ratzeach, Ratzeach v'noyef yishav l'shaker." You do all these terrible averes, stealing and murdering, and adultery and swearing falsely. Uvasim v'amatim l'fanei b'bayis hazeh. Hashem says, and you're going to come and stand in front of me in this house, Asher nikra shmielav, that my name is called here, v'amartim nitzalnu, and you're going to say, save me from the punishment. Hamaras paritzim hayabayis hazeh. Is this an abode for people who do averis? Asher nikra shmialav. So the Chayvus Avav is telling us that if a person rebels against HaKadosh Baruch Hu and doesn't do his Torah and doesn't listen to his mitzvahs, he's not called a Beiteach Vashem, and he can't expect HaKadosh Baruch Hu to actually fulfill his requests. And the truth is, when you look at this paragraph, says Reb Rubenstein, at first glance, it might be very discouraging, because many of us might think that's really us. We're under this category, and we'd be fools to expect Hashem to take care of us. However, it's not true. It's an incorrect understanding into the Chayvus HaLevavos. The Chayvus HaLevavos is not talking about someone who's really a Beiteach Vashem, but he does have errors occasionally. He falls prey to his Yetzirah, to passion, to lust, to laziness, distraction. That's not what we're talking about. Chayvus HaLevavos, sharp words are referring to clearly, he starts off, Mamre es Ritzoinai, someone who's an outright rebel, someone who commits averis knowing fully what he's doing, simply to spite Hashem. That's who the Chayvus HaLevavos is saying is a fool to think Hashem will take care of him. But if we're Beiteach Vashem, and we commit averis, non-rebellious averis, out of desire, out of Yetzirah, of course, we could still be called a Beiteach if we have Bitachin. We could be protected. And Adarabba, we should strive to be greater and allow our Bitachin to increase our Limud HaTorah. A person who's a Beiteach, as we've said, will rededicate himself more to Limud HaTorah and mitzvahs, knowing Hashem will take care of him. It won't take away from what he's going to earn. It won't take away from all the different physical things that he needs. So if anything, we should strengthen our Bitachin and dedicate ourselves to Limud HaTorah, Musar, self-control. All of these things will help us in continuing to control our Yetzihara. But we should never be discouraged and think, Chas v'Shalom, we are in this klal of the Rabbeinu Bechaye. Now it should be noted that not everyone agrees with Rabbeinu Bechaye. Not everyone agrees here with the Chayvus HaLevavos. There are those who argue and say that even if a person is a Mamra, Hashem will provide for a person, even if he's a rebel, if he's Beiteach Vashem. It sounds very contradictory how you're Beiteach Vashem and a rebel at the same time, and that's goof of what the Chayvus HaLevavos is saying. But others say not like that. Madrega Sa'adam, the altar from Nevardik, brings down a Yalkut Shemayni that says, Va'Beiteach Vashem, Chesed Yisai Vivenu, even a Rasha who relies on HaKadosh Baruch Hu with sincerity, Chesed Yisai Vivenu, he could be surrounded, he will be surrounded with Hashem's Chesed. And that is the power of Bitachon, according to that Yalkut, and according to the way the Madrega Sa'adam brings it down. It's interesting because there is a Medrash in Eicha Rabbah that brings the same Lashon of the Yalkut Shemayni, but adds in two words that says, even a Rasha, the Chayzer boy who repents and trusts in Hashem, will be surrounded with kindness. Mashen Kain, the Yalkut, and the way the Madrega Sa'adam and those sources bring it, even a Rasha as a Rasha, if he's Beiteach Vashem, he is able to rely on HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Chesed Yisai Vivenu. But either which way, no one should be discouraged. This is not referring to us. Most people, most of us, are not in this geder, Chas v'Shalom. We're in the geder of a person who has Bitachon, who's striving for Bitachon. He's trying to learn Bitachon. He's trying to live Bitachon. And we slip many times, many, many times we slip, and we do averis. But Chas v'Shalom, we are not in this klal of the Chayvus HaLevavos.